Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Darielle Almanger. The Harris campaign is pushing back at claims made by former President Trump, which have been proven false, that the campaign is using AI in pictures that show the crowds at the vice president's rallies. The Harris campaign says these are the rantings of a man who could get the nuclear codes if he's elected. Jack Campbell is retiring as sheriff of Sangamon County, Illinois, in the wake of the fatal shooting of Sonia Massey in her home after she called 911.
They have released a statement through their attorney, Ben Crump, who basically is calling this a turning point and justice for Sonia Massey, saying, quote, although the pain of her loss is still fresh, Sonia's family is willing to work with the outgoing sheriff for the remainder of his tenure to help heal the community and achieve full justice for Sonia.
ABC's DeMarco Morgan. The Pentagon has announced it's moving a guided missile sub to the Middle East with tensions on the rise in the region. That's something that is usually done top secret. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tomorrow is primary election day in Wisconsin. One of the races to watch is the Republican primary in the 8th Congressional District, where Donald Trump is endorsing Tony Weed.
This race is all about how important is the Trump endorsement in a primary in Wisconsin, especially in the Green Bay area.
WIS Politics editor J.R. Ross says Roger Roth and his supporters can afford a lot of TV ads while Andre Jacques is busy campaigning door to door.
What wins out? Air power, the Trump endorsement, or this kind of credibility that Andre Jacques has?
Ross speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. Wisconsin wildlife officials expect more deer in the woods this fall. The Department of Natural Resources released its annual deer forecast last week. Mild weather last winter helped more fawns survive the cold weather months. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A Wisconsin man will set out on a walk from Superior to Lake Michigan this week. According to a Northern News Now report, Greg Studzinski is walking 500 miles from Lake Superior to Lake Michigan to raise awareness for people battling mental health and substance abuse issues. He's calling the walk the Lake to Lake 500 and anticipates it will take him nearly 20 days to complete. The walk will also serve as a fundraiser for a community center in Milwaukee that helps residents dealing with substance abuse and mental health problems. A Duluth Farmers Market will host Minnesota's National Farmers Market Week celebration. According to a Northern News Now report, the Lincoln Park Farmers Market was chosen to host the event, which members of the market say is a great honor. Officials from the Minnesota Farmers Market Association said they wanted to hold this year's event in the northern region after being in Winona and the Twin Cities. They also say they recognized the hard work that the Lincoln Park Farmers Market has put in to serve their community. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Dodgers are coming to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a four-game series against the L.A. Dodgers tonight in Milwaukee. Veteran lefty Clayton Kershaw on the mound for Los Angeles against the Brewers' Freddie Peralta. Yesterday, the crew got a look at lefty D.L. Hall, back for the first time since going on the IL last April. Manager Pat Murphy.
Best he's thrown all year, my opinion, that I've witnessed. Thought he deserved better luck. I don't think he would have given up but one run. Thought he maintained it. I thought he was very good.
The Brewers losing 4-3 to the Reds, snapping a five-game winning streak for Milwaukee. NFL, Packers back at practice this week. Then they head to Denver to play the Broncos Sunday night. The Badgers have a quarterback competition going on. Is it going to be Tyler Van Dyke or Braden Locke?
These guys are battling right now, and I think the advantage that Braden has is he has a year under his belt and a huge working knowledge, and he is twice the player that he was last year. I just said that in the staff meeting the other day. He is vastly improved.
That's offensive coordinator Phil Longo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A gorgeous day here today with plenty of sunshine and high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. Tomorrow, bright, beautiful, and back to the low 80s. We put that on repeat one more time for Wednesday before a soaker hits us on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 74.
Fabulous Farm Bay. Pam Yonke here, bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings on WLAK. This isn't just for farmers, people. It's for anybody that enjoys food. Tune in 5 a.m. on Lake Air 1260 WLAK Amory.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, why does Donald Trump love tariffs? And what would another Trump trade war with China do to Wisconsin farmers if he were to win again?
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this Monday, August 12th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. High atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square, a sunshiny, beautiful August afternoon here in the capital city, and we welcome back Mr. Zommers, who had a couple of well-deserved days off on the fishing boat. Mr. Zommers, we appreciate a Lukester filling in for you, but always great to have you back. How you been?
Good to be back, and I'm good. It was some nice time off, spent with my dad and one of my sisters, and caught a bunch of fish, although some days were a little rainy, like drizzly and cold and windy, but, you know, just wear a sweatshirt. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, caught some fish, got to eat some fish. I was happy.
Good for you. We will check in, Mr. Zommers, maybe hear a couple of fishing stories a little bit later on in the show today. A busy, busy show. Coming up at just after the 12:30 break, our friend and ongoing contributor, Matt Flynn, will join us live from Milwaukee. Of course, he is a 2-time Democratic Party of Wisconsin chairperson, also an attorney and an author. His newest novel right here, My Hot Little Hands, Hunting Bernie Weber. You can buy it wherever books are sold. Matt is going to be in, as he always does, to explain things to the illegal. I'm not sure if that's how you put it, but I'm not a legal scholar. And so I have trouble sometimes understanding the legalness of everything. Matt is going to be here and explain, as we go to the polls, Wisconsin voters, don't forget tomorrow is primary election day across the state, and everyone, regardless of where you live, there is something on the ballot. There are 2 constitutional amendments that Wisconsinites will vote on. Matt Flynn will be able to break this all down and tell you why this just simply does not make sense to vote yes, that if you're so inclined, but he'll explain why probably the best way to do this is to vote no on these 2 constitutional amendments. Matt will go through it with us and also talk a little politics, what's happening on the national scene and also here on the state of Wisconsin scene as well. Always a pleasure to have Matt Flynn with us and taking your calls as well just after the 12:30 break. Had a nice weekend myself, spent a little time up in Wisconsin Dells. Sister and brother-in-law were down there with their camper, and so I had a little time at Christmas Mountain. That was fantastic.
I've never been.
It was very nice. So spent an afternoon or so there with them. Had a couple of s'mores, a hot dog. It was absolutely fantastic. Hope your day or weekend rather was a good one as well. As we said, a busy weekend politically, and we've kept track of it for you throughout the weekend and breaking it all down so you don't have to. So you, the Wisconsin and American public, can go about your daily lives, your weekends, enjoy cotton candy, the drive the ride or ride the drive, whatever it is in Madison, what's going on this weekend. Lots of festivals in the Milwaukee area. This is why we're here, so you can enjoy your festivals, and we here at the Todd Allball Show keep track of what's going on and then bring you the highlights or lowlights, as they turn out to be, over the weekend. And making headlines this morning, and here's the thing. If Joe Biden, when he was still the assumed, presumed Democratic nominee, if Joe Biden had sent out a tweet or gotten on a podium and said, you know, there were tens or, you know, thousands of people so-called at an event, that's all fake. Nothing to it. You know, if he looked in the camera as he does, I can't do a good Biden impersonation, but if he says, look, I give you my word as a Biden. My word as a Biden. That didn't happen. It's made up. Republicans, MAGA folks would have lost their mind.
Oh, yeah.
And said, 25th Amendment, get Biden out of there. He's lost it. He's cognitively disabled. And if Biden had done that, I might agree. But Biden did not do that. Guess who did? The Republican nominee, Donald Trump. So here's the deal. Vice President Kamala Harris has been barnstorming with her Democratic vice presidential presumptive nominee, Tim Walz, governor of Michigan, pardon me, Minnesota, get my M's confused there, going all over the country. Huge crowd in Philadelphia. Then came to Wisconsin. We were there in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, in the middle of a field. 12,000 plus showed up. Then went to Detroit, where somewhere between 15 and 20,000 people showed up. Then went to Arizona, Glendale, Arizona, where approximately 20,000 more people showed up, and others had to be sent home. They couldn't do an overflow crowd outside because it was 106 degrees, and still people showed up in Arizona. Then they went to Nevada, another huge thousands of people crowd. Yet Donald Trump goes on his Truth Social. Normally, I don't read the entire tweet, I'll call it, whatever he calls on social, Truth Social. But I'm going to read it for you. Here's what Trump said. Quote, has anyone noticed that Kamala cheated at the airport? He's talking about the one in Detroit. There was nobody at the plane, and she AI'd, in other words, artificial intelligenced it, and showed a massive quote-unquote crowd of so-called followers. But they didn't exist. She was turned in by a maintenance worker at the airport when he noticed the fake crowd picture. But there was nobody there. Later confirmed by the reflection of the mirror-like finish on the vice presidential plane. She's a cheater. She has nobody waiting. And the quote-unquote crowd looked like 10,000 people. Same thing is happening with her fake quote-unquote crowds at her speeches. This is the way the Democrats win elections. By cheating. And they're even worse at the ballot box. She should be disqualified because the creation of fake image is quote, election interference. Anyone who does this will cheat at anything, unquote. That is what Donald Trump put out on Truth Social yesterday. David Plouffe, longtime Obama campaign flack. In politics, that's actually a good word. It means you work for somebody. He's a political strategist, helped Obama get elected. He is now working on the Harris campaign. David Plouffe says of the tweet I just read you from Trump, quote, these are not conspiratorial rantings from the deepest recesses of the internet. The author could have the nuclear codes and be responsible for decisions that will affect us all for decades, unquote. What this is coming from is somebody on the internet photoshopped, essentially, pictures of the actual photos and crowds in Detroit. 20,000 or so folks there at an airport hangar. And this is why it's getting under Trump's skin. Because when he was president, he would pull up to these events in Air Force One. Before that, in 2016, he'd do it with his Trump plane that says Trump on the side. And he pull up these airport hangars and have the plane as a prop in the background with thousands of people. Harris's people are now doing the exact same thing, pulling up with Air Force Two in Detroit, 20,000 people in a huge airport hangar. It happened. It was carried live on some cable networks. There are, you know, tens of reporters that were there, people. And so what happened was some goofball on the internet zoomed in on people's phones because they were taking pictures of the vice president and Governor Walz as they were getting off of Air Force Two. And they photoshopped their screens so it looked like the plane wasn't there. And then they zoomed in on the shiny, it looks like stainless steel, but, you know, it's a shiny scythe engine of Air Force Two. And they photoshopped that and said, look, you can't see a crowd in the reflection. And made all this up on the internet. Complete lie. Complete fabrication. And now Donald Trump, the Republican nominee for President of the United States, is repeating and amplifying a well-known, proven lie simply because he can't get the same crowds as Kamala Harris anymore. He went to Bozeman, Montana. Had to go to Montana because Senator Tester up there, the Democratic incumbent, in a tough race against a guy that they brought in from another state, kind of like OC Eric Hovde bringing him into Wisconsin to run for Senate. There were all kinds of empty seats at a smaller venue in Montana for Trump. He can't draw the crowds. His old song and dance is gotten stale because all he does is whine and complain and be negative. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are on the campaign of joyful warriors, talking about the future, talking about what's going on in this country, what will go on, the fact that we're not going back. It's a message of positivity. Donald Trump is not well. As Pluff says, this is not some goofball the internet. This is the guy who wants to be president again. Have the nuclear codes again. Not well at all. Gonna go back, talk about this, gonna play some cuts as well. But before we do, this is a great indication where things are at. At the one Trump, remember, Harris had what, 6-7 rallies this week across the country? Trump had one in Montana. And so if you were in Eau Claire this week or other places, before the candidates take the stage, they play a lot of music, get the crowd hyped up, all right? And what may be telling, the Trump campaign in Montana played music from the Titanic, the motion picture, the sinking of the Titanic.
Yes, that song.
I'm not making it up. Celine Dion, who wrote that song, performed it for the movie, she countered it. She put out her own tweet, her own message from her attorney. Said, quote, today, Celine Dion's management team and her record label, Sony Music Entertainment Canada, Inc., became aware of the unauthorized usage of the video recording, musical performance, and likeness of Celine Dion singing My Heart Will Go On at the Trump J.D. Vance campaign rally in Montana. In no way is this use authorized, and Celine Dion does not endorse this or any similar use. And really, that song, unquote, that's what Celine, this is the actual clip of what they played for their supporters in Montana. Literally a sinking ship. We'll be back with more. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Go on.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTime'sIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 now past the hour of 12 noon on Monday, August 12th, 2024. Glad to have you along. Mr. Matt Flynn coming up after the bottom of the hour break. He's always fantastic. Not going to want to miss it. Matt Flynn coming up after 12:30. Right now off the Facebook line, our ongoing contributor and friend Jeff Perry says the Titanic song, Trump does think he's king of the world. Well, that's good. You're right. He does. He does think he's king of the world.
Although if he's standing up on the bow of the ship with his arms spread out, I don't think Melania will be anywhere to be seen.
No, not at all. Not at all. Talking about what's happened over the weekend politically, Harris walls continue to draw thousands of people in record crowds. Reporters who have covered presidential campaigns for years are saying from the campaign trail, based on their experience, they have not seen rallies of this size since Barack Obama in 2008. And some of the Trump rallies of 2016. This is unlike what Biden got, unlike what Hillary got, unlike what Trump is getting now. Huge crowds for Kamala Harris and Trump only doing one event in Bozeman, Montana, and all kinds of empty seats. Cannot draw a crowd. Kamala Harris, the joyful warrior, and Tim Walz. Going to play you a couple of these cuts. I want you to hear it in real time. I want you to hear it with your own ears, what Trump is saying on the campaign trail. Again, I'm not trying to be funny. There's something wrong with Trump. He cannot let the past go. He thinks he's still running against Joe Biden. And he made a prediction in Montana over the weekend that Kamala Harris is not going to be the nominee. I'm not making this up. Here's Trump in Bozeman over the weekend.
I hear he's going to make a comeback at the Democrat convention. He's going to walk into the room and he's going to say, I want my presidency back. I want another chance to debate Trump. I want another chance.
He really believes that Joe Biden is still going to be the nominee. He can't wrap his head around the fact that Joe Biden has character and morals and put country before himself. He wants to run against Biden so bad. I want to juxtapose, Mr. Zommers, the two rallies, or Harris and Walz had several, but I want to play you a cut from Trump going after Harris and Walz first. We're going to do that one first, Mr. Zommers. And then we're going to jump down to, the next one, which is the USA chant. So these are a tale of two rallies. First, this is what Trump, this is his message. He thinks this is going to get people to vote for he and J.D. Vance. Here is Trump going after Harris and Walz.
And we picked somebody that was very special, and he's really stepped up. I said, you got your sea legs, you know, because the first day they were hitting him with
talking
a lot
about
of
Vance.
Nonsense. And he's got his sea legs now. He's going to be great. I think don't we like him? And he's for the working man and woman. Tim Walz is the man who's very freakish. He's very freakish.
Really?
If Comrade Walz and Comrade Harris win this November, the people cheering will be the pink-haired Marxists, the looters, the perverts, the flag burners, Hamas supporters, drug dealers, gun grabbers, and human traffickers.
That was the mood at the Trump rally in Montana. Meanwhile, almost simultaneously, in Arizona, this is what the crowd was saying at the Harris Walls rally. That was Tim Walz clapping, the loudest clapper, and the crowd chanting, USA, USA, USA.
For a second, he joins in and does a big fist pump like, yeah!
For someone who spent a lot of time, or over 30 years in politics, I left the Republican Party in 2011. I can tell you that the mood, the energy, the excitement is completely on the Democratic side right now. People want to vote for something. They're so happy that it's no longer just two quote-unquote old white guys on the ballot. Voters finally have an option. That's why many Republicans are coming over to the Harris side. Mr. Zomers, I want to go ahead to the clip of the Republican mayor there of Mesa, Arizona. If we could go to that one, please. I think it was number 10 that I sent you. So let me know when you have that one. Because I want to put this in context. The fact that it's not just Democrats who are now supporting Kamala Harris. This is the mayor, Mayor Giles of Mesa, Arizona, a Republican appearing with Harris Walls in Arizona over the weekend.
He's taking the stage here.
Thank you. Thank you. I am the very proud mayor of Mesa, Arizona, but I... Thank you. Thank you. But I have to say I feel maybe a little out of place today. Partly because we're in beautiful Glendale. Okay, there's that. But as you may know, I'm a lifelong Republican. All right? Now, I have to thank you for your warm response. I have to tell you that I do not recognize my party. It has been... The Republican Party has been taken over by extremists that are committed to forcing people in the center of the political spectrum out of the party. So I have something to say to those of us who are in the political middle. You don't owe a damn thing to that political party. In particular, you do not owe anything to a party that is out of touch and is hell-bent on taking our country backward. And by all means, you owe no displaced loyalty to a candidate that is morally and ethically bankrupt. So again, to all of us, I would say, in the spirit of the great Senator John McCain, please. Please, please join me in putting country over party and stopping. And stopping Donald Trump. And protecting the rule of law, protecting our Constitution, and protecting the democracy of this great country. That is why I'm standing with Vice President Harris and Governor Walz.
There you go. Republican Mayor Giles of Mesa, Arizona. That's what Republicans are saying. The Harris-Walz campaign is growing the tent. Meanwhile, people are leaving Trump. Who is joining us? Matt Flynn on the other side. Your phone calls as well. It's the All Balls Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Chicago, October milk is nearing the $21 a hundredweight mark, and September milk is close behind. This is indicating seasonal demand. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Mike North joins us on a Friday. He's a primary partner with EverEgg. He tells us why September and October milk contracts are seeing price support.
That ultimately is our normal seasonal peak. It's when we love to be active in the marketplace, and this year looks like it's well supported to be active there again. Yes, that's the time of the year when, you know, school milk is starting to suck some volume back out and compete. We're ramping up for the holidays. All things hit right around that September October timeframe, and so it's hopefully when we're going to get a better look at even some better prices, but don't look a gift horse in the mouth, as they say.
We'll take a look at how the Class 3 milk prices are shaping up ahead of the weekend in about a minute. Mike North taking some time with us. He's a principal at EverEgg. That's EVER.AG.
This year's Farm Technology Days is growing to the tune of success. August 13th through the 15th at the Country Fest Grounds in Cadott, Wisconsin. This year's show takes a glimpse into the future of agriculture with technology and technique. Visit WIFarmTechDays.org for a full schedule of events.
Join our friends from Compeer Financial and the Agribusiness Tent 2 and the Midwest Farm Report at the Wisconsin Farm Technology Days on August 13th at 2 p.m. Compeer Financial is dedicated to agriculture in rural America by providing financial services throughout 144 counties in the Midwest. Learn more at Compeer.com.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Friday from Chicago, the September Class 3 milk contract is trading down 8 cents at $20.50 a hundredweight. The October contract is at $21 a hundredweight, trading down 8 cents. Grain markets are mixed today. Cash corn is down a penny at 378 and a quarter. December new crop corn is down 0.75 cents, trading at 396 and a quarter. Cash soybeans are up a penny at 994 and a half. November new crop beans are up 0.25 cents at 1008 and a half. And cash and new crop wheat is trading up a nickel and 0.75 cents at 543 and a quarter. Just because we're heading into the weekend doesn't mean that your farm news has to stop. You can follow along with us around the clock through our smartphone app. You can download that for free at thefarmwi.com. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff. Have a good weekend.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A gorgeous day here today with plenty of sunshine and high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. Tomorrow, bright, beautiful, and back to the low 80s. We put that on repeat one more time for Wednesday before a soaker hits us on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter? Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Monday to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom will be back. Harrison Walls will be done with their cross-country swing state tour. And we'll talk about it on the Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law. Who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law. Well, you see,
welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on this Monday, August 12th, 2024. Glad to have you along. Zommer is back on the board after a couple of well-deserved days off fishing. We'll talk about some fishing stories in hour number two, play some more clips over the weekend as well for you. Always good to hear it in people's actual voice and people's actual words. But right now we invite back onto the show, and always so very thankful for the graciousness of his time, our friend, ongoing contributor, two-time chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, an attorney and an author. His latest to work in my hot little hands right here, I'm partway through it. It is called Hunting Bernie Weber. It is a great read. There's some humor in it. It is based in Milwaukee. You're not going to want to miss it if you're a fan of Matt Flynn, his longtime radio show, or his writing. It is called Hunting Bernie Weber. We welcome on Mr. Flynn live from Milwaukee. Matt, always great to have you with us. Thank you so very much.
Good to be back with you, Todd, and with Mr. Zommers. A big fan of the Todd Albo Show, and there's certainly a lot to talk about these days.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm not sure if you heard the first half hour here, but talking about, you know, this whole thing that Trump is, he got on his Truth Social, his social media network, and claimed that Harris is creating these crowds, these record crowds, with artificial intelligence. And it's gotten to the point where just now across the CBS, and this is true, CBS had to do a fact check and has found that Trump falsely claims Harris campaign used AI to fake crowds in Detroit. Matt, this is where we're at in American presidential politics, where an institution like CBS has to fact check whether the guy is nuts. And I said, agree or disagree, just think if Joe Biden had done something like this. I mean, they'd be calling for the 25th Amendment.
Right, exactly. Well, this guy, however, lies so continuously that people sort of expect it. But here's the deal, Todd. All the networks and a lot of independent cameras were on those rallies in Detroit, right, in Eau Claire, and everywhere else. They showed them from different angles. There were huge crowds. And he just spouts this stuff off. He says, oh, AI, I've heard about AI. People are worried about AI. Let me stick it on AI. He also said, by the way, that his crowd on January 6th, when he launched the insurrection, was bigger than Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. Now, give me a break. I mean, you know, so what? They had AI back in 1963. Give me a break. No, the guy is pathetic. He's pathetic. His campaign is falling apart, and they will invoke Article 25 if he ever got in, but he's not getting in. This guy is, the wheels are coming off his campaign.
Give us your perspective. We want to get into these two constitutional amendments here coming up, very important on the ballot tomorrow, but I want to delve in just a couple more minutes on current events here. Give us your take, Matt Flynn, as a two-time chair of the Democratic Party. You know, we'll clean it up for radio, but you like to say, you know, you've seen some stuff. You've been around for a while. And in your take on politics, just the pure politics of this, the fact that I don't think Kamala Harris has had a bad day since she became the presumptive nominee. It's one of the most even-keeled, great starts I've ever seen in my 30 or so plus years in politics, compared with a campaign on the Trump side who just seems completely lost. Give us the lay of the land, Matt, based on your experience.
Yeah, and the way I look at it, I think you hit the nail on the head, and that is this. Occasionally a campaign, it's the zeitgeist, the time goes. Occasionally a campaign is basically an instrument that's being born, by a tsunami of desire for change. 1960 with John Kennedy, it was the same way, and all the media were for John Kennedy. With Barack Obama in 2008, it was the same. And that's what's happening now. And it's not so much Harris. I think she'll be a fine president and all that. But people have been worn down by Trump, by the 4 years that he was in, and then 4 years of lying and complaining about how it was stolen for him, that it's a relief in a way. And the youth are the first ones to respond. And so people from 18 to 30, basically, that age group, has just surged. That's communicated enthusiasm on up the line. And so what happens is people are relieved. We have somebody normal, somebody who's not a nut.
I mean, right?
The bar is low. She's not a nut. And Tim Walz is not a nut.
Right.
And Trump and vans are nuts. Really comes down to that. They're weird.
I've heard.
So, yeah, thank God, they say. No, go ahead.
Right. No, they are weird. And I'd credit the person on Twitter that I just don't remember. But somebody on Twitter said it over the weekend this way. I thought this was good. They said, the Harris Walls campaign feels like being able to leave an abusive relationship. And I thought, man, that's good. That's good.
That nails it, because people have been subjected to 8 years, mm-hmm. 8 years of essentially lying and hatred and misstatements. Four when he was president, four afterwards when he's saying, you know, that got stolen for me. Mm-hmm. And they're tired of it. Even Republicans are tired of it. Independents are tired of it. Democrats are definitely tired of it. And young people are tired of it.
Yeah.
And so suddenly you have two people who are normal. I mean, mm-hmm. they're flat out normal.
Right.
And they'll do a good job. Yeah, right. That's right. That's a great quotation.
Well, we played that clip here before you came on. Republican Mayor Giles of Mesa, Arizona, proud Republican, showed up at the Harris Walls event in Arizona and endorsed Kamala Harris and said, in the name of John McCain, we have to put country before party. I think that's astounding, Matt. And Zomers made a good point over the break. When they introduced this Republican mayor at the Harris Walls event, there was clapping and cheering, no booing audibly. Can you imagine, and Zomers made this point, can you imagine if they had introduced a Democrat at a Trump rally?
Or it was Andrew in Maine who suggested it, but yeah.
Oh, Andrew, yeah. Andrew in Maine, yeah. I mean, but real great point, Andrew.
Yeah, well, he would have had to have security to get to his car. I mean,
right,
that's what would have happened at a Trump rally. Mm-hmm. But I saw the interview with Giles, and it was on last night. Mm-hmm. And the guy is solid. He says, I'm a conservative Republican. This is a conservative Republican city. But country comes before party, and enough is enough. And I don't think it's going to hurt him electorally, Todd. I really don't. And I thought he had a lot of integrity, and you're right. If they put somebody up, the guy would have a hard time getting out unscathed from the room if it was a Trump rally.
Yeah, thank you, Zomers, for giving Andrew Maine credit for that. Watching on YouTube, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel and watch us each and every day. We're talking to Matt Flynn, two-time former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, an attorney and a great author. We're going to get to these amendments in a minute, but if you'd like to talk to Matt, ask him a question, you're always welcome. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Bob, listening in Madison. Bob, thank you for calling on WMDX. What say you?
Well, I'm worried about the obviously the Republicans have bought into the big lie of the election that Biden stole the election. There's a flaw in this concept, though, a huge flaw, and that's this. How can Trump have had all this ballot stuffing or whatever without affecting the down ballot races? How come all of this fraud that Biden engaged in was not a cause? If it did not affect a single race for governor or senator or congressman or something,
right.
Everybody else was satisfied except Trump.
Great point, Bob. Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, Bob, good to hear from you again. And you always were very logical when you call in, and you hit the nail on the head here. And people have made the point before, but any logical view of what Trump is saying would say, if they switch things from Democrat to Republican, they didn't cherry pick. They didn't just go, oh, we're not going to have Trump, but, you know, everybody else is going to be solid. That obviously didn't happen. But he just says these things, and I'm convinced, quite frankly, he says them, not expecting to be believed immediately, but if you put enough cloud of doubt and suspicion in everybody's minds about our democracy, they're less inclined to vote in the future. That's what I think is going on, but you're absolutely right. It's an excellent point.
855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. If you have a question for Matt Flynn, always glad to hear from you. Let's keep it here on WMDX in Madison, but go out to Middleton. Matt in Middleton has a question for Matt Flynn. Matt, go ahead.
Hello, guys. Hello, Mr. Flynn. My question is basically, I have a good feeling we're going to beat Trump this November. And my question is, what can we do as Americans about these Christian white nationalists these people who feel like they're at war with us, they're in a civil war with us, all these white militia groups that came out to vote for Trump. What happens with all these people when we do defeat Trump? And are they still going to be a threat? And just your opinions on that. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for calling, Matt. I'll tell you what, back on January 6th, you remember when the first time this happened and all of these people got violent and they injured a lot of police officers, I think that that kind of sentiment hasn't dissipated, hasn't gone away. And remember also that Trump fed the issue of, well, we've got the FBI is crooked, and then people threatened FBI agents. They threatened their own police. So that sentiment stays on. That said, when Harris and Waltz win this November, and I think right now it looks very good that we take the House, and I think we have a very good shot at keeping the Senate. At some point, they're not going to have Trump anymore. He would be 82 if he ever got in this time at the end, and he'd be 86 if he ran again. He's obviously going away. I don't think they have anybody in their party. They may have the sentiments of Trump, but they don't have the sort of inverse wicked charisma of Trump. I do not see people like Cruz, Rubio. I don't see people like J.D. Vance having the ability to communicate that way. So I think it doesn't necessarily die. It may make other candidates more, quote, conservative, end quote, than they normally would have been. But I think that the violence ultimately.
752-4842. Let's go out to Los Angeles, California. Tom in L.A., about 2 minutes left, a little over in this segment. Go ahead quickly, please.
Absolutely. Thank you, Todd. And thank you, Matt. Good to hear from you, Matt. Just wanted to say that, Todd, I wanted to ask you, is there a way that we can actually, I hate to say this, but educate some of the maybe viewers or callers or whatever on the actual idea of democracy and the three branches of government so everyone understands how important it is to get out for other local elections and, you know, like vote no tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But basically, I think people, for some reason, and the media plays into this, makes it like the president is the only one to vote for. And I don't think they understand the three branches of government.
Right.
And I think it's really important that as a, you know, civic media or whatever could actually go through why it is that, you know, Kamala Harris says, hey, I will sign this into law to make Roe v. Wade the law of the land. But she needs a Congress. Mm-hmm. You know, there's different things. They need Congress for it. And I really think that that needs to be stressed, even by the Harris and Walls team,
yeah,
that they need to stress the fact that Congress is what's also important. So you want to vote Democratic all the way down the ballot.
Appreciate the call. Appreciate the call, Tom, as always. Matt, just under 2 minutes left. You want to give us the 90-second primer?
Yeah. No. Listen, Tom, excellent point. And what you're borne out, the average turnout in presidential elections is 70-some-odd percent. But even in gubernatorial and Senate, it might be down around 55. And then if you're talking about a primary for municipal office, it could be 15%. So I want to echo what you just said loud and clear to everybody listening. And I'm sure that Todd and so forth going forward will mention this. It's important to vote in every election, even primaries. It's important to vote on referenda and changes to our Constitution, which Todd's going to get to in the next segment. We have two bad ones coming up on the ballot now, because democracy is not a spectator sport. Democracy is a hands-on sport, and people will take it away from you if you're not careful. Always vote. Always be vigilant. And the truth of the matter is, don't just vote 75% president, 50 governor, and 15% in municipal primaries. Vote all of them. It's absolutely essential to retain our democracy.
Couldn't agree more. We're talking with Matt Flynn, two-time Democratic Party chair of Wisconsin, an attorney and a great author. His new book, here it is in my hot little hands, Hunting Bernie Weber. Get it wherever books are sold. A great little mystery. Great. There's some humor in it. It's based in Milwaukee. We'll maybe get to that in a little bit. But stay tuned. More with Matt on the other side. It's always a pleasure. And yes, as Matt says, get out and vote on tomorrow, on Tuesday. We'll discuss the amendments to Wisconsin's Constitution in Matt's words. Not going to want to miss it. Back after this.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio.
Welcome back to the Tahlaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock. If you hear Johnny Cash on this program, chances are our friend Matt Flynn is right around the corner. And here he is, back with us again live from Milwaukee. 2-time Democratic Party chair in Wisconsin. A great attorney. He's seen it all. And author of his new book called Hunting Bernie Weber, a great book. Not going to want to miss it. Get it wherever books are sold. Matt, let's get into these two constitutional amendments. Polls open tomorrow morning and close at 7 o'clock and go until 8 p.m. Get out and vote. You can register at the polls in Wisconsin. Very important to note, no matter where people are at, everybody has a chance to vote tomorrow on these two constitutional amendments. As we said, former federal judge from Tennessee, Judge Weissman, who likes to say, put it down there where the chickens can get at it. All right? Thank you, Matt Flynn.
Well, we're going to get down to where the chickens can get at it. There are a couple of warning signals on these ballot initiatives. And let me tell you something, and keep this in mind, and then we're going to talk about them individually. First of all, anytime anybody puts a constitutional amendment on the ballot in an August primary, they're doing it to keep down the number of people who can vote on it. If they were sincere, they'd put it on the November ballot. Number one. Number two, this was rammed through by the Republican gerrymandered legislature with no Democratic votes. Number three, why did they do that as a constitutional amendment instead of just passing legislation? Because Governor Evers can veto legislation, and that would require 2/3 to override his veto, which they don't have. However, he can't veto a constitutional amendment. That's why they've done it very sneakily. The August primary, everybody's on vacation, they're at barbecues, they don't bother to show up. The turnout's very low, number one. Number two, when by doing it this way, there'll be very, very, very few people looking at this, and they won't realize what's going on. Now, here's exactly what it is. When we got COVID relief, when we got infusions of money, Governor Evers, as governor, which is what the provision was from the federal government, got to allocate it. He's an honest man, and he allocated it right, and he gave it rural, urban. He gave it equally around the country, I should say around the state, and it was very, very helpful and necessary as we recovered from COVID. Now, if and when that happens again, and God forbid there'll be a disaster, but you know there will be. Mm-hmm. You know there will be. Mm-hmm. When there's another disaster, what's going to happen is if you vote yes on this, what'll happen is Evers won't have a chance to even touch it. It'll go to Voss, and the Republicans will put it, and what they'll do is they've already said they don't want to give a lot of it away. They don't want to put it in areas where Democrats vote, i.e. urban areas. And they did this with Hurricane Sandy. Federally, they would not vote federally for disaster relief for Hurricane Sandy because it hit New Jersey and New York, but they would for Texas and Louisiana. What happened was some moderate Republicans and Democrats got together, say we're a 50-state country, we have disaster stuff going elsewhere. This is an attempt by Voss to interfere with that. So the final thing I'll say, Todd, when you read it, you'll go, oh, it sounds really good. It sounds really good because they have professional PR people do it. And on Facebook, they're running ads that say things like, let lawmakers cooperate. That's a lot of baloney. Voss isn't going to cooperate with anyone. Do not vote for these initiatives. Do not vote for these initiatives. There's something rotten in the state of Denmark.
Well said, Matt. And you nailed it, as you always do. This is purely for partisan political purposes. And Matt, agree or disagree, I think part of this is with the new fairer maps that were approved by the now one-seat liberal Wisconsin State Supreme Court, it's going to be tougher for Republicans to maintain majorities, at least in the assembly, hopefully make things a bit more or less partisan, I should say, extreme. Maybe that's a better word to say it. And also for Republicans, it's harder and harder for them to win statewide elections. So as long as Democrats keep putting up, in my opinion, center-left candidates like Tony Evers, it's going to get harder and harder. Look what's happening with Tammy Baldwin right now. She's 7 points ahead. So agree or disagree, Matt, that this is to try to maintain some control of Republican legislatures because privately they're fearful they can't win another statewide election, Republicans, in the near future.
That's exactly right, Todd. And I'll throw in one other little hook on this. When Evers went ahead and supported the deal that the Supreme Court then rubber stamped, there are many of us who think that that was premature of him to do it because this legislature is still going to be slightly gerrymandered. It's just not going to be as gerrymandered as before.
Correct.
We need absolutely fair maps. And these are a lot fairer than they were before, but they still have a slight Republican advantage. So we are going to be very hard pressed to take either house of the legislature, but they certainly won't have a two-thirds majority. And you were right on the money in your other observation that they are not going to win another statewide office. If they could, I mean, Michaels could have been a stronger candidate, and he comes out at the end and he goes, no Republican will ever lose in this state again if I'm elected. What is this? Is Iran or something? No. What is this, Venezuela? What the hell is this? But they got to come up with some guys that are a little center right, okay? Not nuts.
855-752-4842. Let's go quickly. Tom in West Dallas. Tom, what you got?
Hi, I'll make this quick. Only thing that's really concerning me about the whole yes-no vote is that on, like, my Facebook feeds, for every one vote no, I see at least three or four ads that say vote yes. And all of those have many, many likes, whereas vote no has fewer likes and a lot of laughing faces. So I'm nervous about this vote. I think, once again, the Democrats are falling flat on getting this word out. I mean, you guys are doing a great job, but you guys only reach so much, and others don't. And that's always been a problem with the Democratic Party. The messaging is horrible.
Now, Matt, what say you?
Yeah, right. And Tom, that's exactly right. And frankly, a lot of the effort in the Democratic Party came kind of late in the game. It could have been earlier. And they're not saying a lot of the things that Todd and I are saying, like, why an August primary so nobody votes? Mm-hmm. Why is this something that only the Republicans support? Why do they want to get their hands on the money? The Republican Party, and I'm not talking about traditionally 50 years ago, I'm talking about now, can't be trusted with money because
Matt,
it'll disappear.
Can it disappear into
their donors, or it won't get spent the right way.
Can you come back for a couple of minutes, an hour or two?
Sure.
All right, Matt, stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Don't hang up. Matt will take your calls after this on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Matt Flynn in hour two.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinair on Air.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Fancy Brian Kelly joins us at 10:33. Hour number two, we learn about the growing popularity of green burials. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day.
Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory and all.